it has been 5 months since the parties began to form a unity government, but the National Legislative Assembly has yet to be reconstituted per the terms of the peace deal. IGAD, which mediated the deal, issued a July 14th communique giving President Kiir and the other parties until yesterday to reconstitute parliament, which did not happen. Information Minister Michael McQuay told South Sudan in Focus the parties are still working on what he calls the process of reconstituting parliament. Boboya James, a policy analyst and a researcher with the Institute of Social Policy and Research in Juba, says there is no good reason for the delay.
The more you delay, the more you make the people of South Sudan suffer by what they're doing right now. So it's important for the formation to happen so that the structures of government under the peace agreement are able to function.
Josephine Lagu, chairperson of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, says the parties are well aware of the IGAD communique but had waited for the new state's governors to assume their posts before moving forward with the parliament.
Most parties were waiting for the formation of the, for the appointment of the state governor. And obviously, you know, discussions about allocations of position at the state level. So that, people are clear, parties are clear who are some of the candidates now that will be eligible for, joining the transitional National Legislative Assembly.
Lagu says the parties are still negotiating how to allocate ministerial portfolios at the state level.
We know the percentages, but now the next thing is, it's going to go to Itigono, what portfolio will go to SAWA, what portfolio will go to IO, and so forth.
Repeated calls to First Vice President Riek Machar's spokesperson James Gadet and SPLM-IO Peter Manoa for comment were unsuccessful because they did not answer the calls. The peace agreement requires that the current 400-member parliament be dissolved and reconstituted to include the full 550 members of the unity government, including nearly 40% from parties other than President Kiir's ruling SPLM party. The deal allocates 332 parliamentary slots to SPLM, 128 to Machar's SPLM-IO, 50 to the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, and 30 to an umbrella opposition group referred to as other political parties, as well as 10 members to the former detainees. Party officials say they are aware of the delay in reconstituting parliament, but James says in the interest of transparency, the parties need to explain to South Sudanese what is going on.
And it's also important for the government to always come out to the public and tell them why certain things are not happening. You know, we're very happy when Salva Kiir came out and said, the reason as to why we were not able to appoint the governor of Upper Nile is because of ABCD. That provides relief to the public because, there's a lot of speculations, and the speculations creates a lot of anxiety within the public arena. So it's important for that to happen.
James says the parties need to respect the peace agreement and meet deadlines. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.